Welcome to Hot Talk. I am Jill Tracy. Yet again, we are here on another Sunday. Thank you so much for joining us. Shouts out to Tonto Irie, holding it down at the Best of the Best concert. Tonto called me. He was like, okay, I'm on my way. I'll be there any second now. I was like, Tonto, you know good and well you are not coming all the way over here.
One United
to do Hot Talk. So, I am holding it down again on the board. Join me on Facebook Live. Hey, Facebook Live! So you can see all the shenanigans going on in here. And thank goodness my dear friend Adrian Carter is here in the building with me. And Chocolate Thunder, as we like to call him, Devin DeSaw. Did I say it right? Devin DeSaw is in the building with me tonight. So thank you so much for joining me. And thank you each and every Sunday night right here on 105. My jewels tonight, good deeds are permanent footprints, and they are from Layla Gifty Akita, author of Think Great and founder of the Smart Youth Founders Volunteers Foundation. She is from Ghana and received her degree in renewable natural resources management at Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in Ghana. She's also has her master's in philosophy and oceanography from the University of Ghana. And she is the author of Think Great. If you haven't seen her book or picked up her book, check it out. Among other things that she's done. But the book is amazing. Think Great. All right. So I would hope that our president would think great. You know what? He went overseas. His first trip was the POTUS. And displayed every element of the ugly American. It's a sad state of affairs. Yet another sad state of affairs. Adrian Carter, were you keeping up on the shenanigans of our president?
Yeah, he's pushing people.
He's been doing some stuff. He does not represent us well. But here's the interesting part, though. I was listening earlier to another radio program, and his daughter-in-law, you know, wants... I heard the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. She said... She doesn't understand why the country won't wrap around him and his great leadership and all of the positive things that he's doing for our country. And I was like, what planet does this woman live on? I mean, because reality is, not too long ago, in a distant, far, far, far away land, the Republicans said and made it very clear that no matter what President Obama had done, that they were not going to support him. So I don't know where she gets off in her mind to think that it's not going to be the same way around.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, at some point you would want to think. I mean, because we really, this is a whole other thing. Earlier today, North Korea launched another missile that got very, very close to a city in South Korea. And we have never really experienced the kind of violence and the kind of murder and carnage that other parts of the world have, and I don't think a lot of people understand why we are called ugly Americans, because we have gone to other countries around the world. I remember the POTUS saying not long ago, maybe a couple of months ago, saying that, you know, they hate us and we just don't know why they hate us. And, you know, of course, it brought to mind the quote again, those who don't know their history are bound and determined to repeat it. And he's clearly one that does not know history if he doesn't know why there is so much hatred for America and other parts of the world. And so going to, hey, there he is. Going to other parts of the world and not being able to articulate where we are and where we've been and where we're trying to get together just was embarrassing, to say the least. But never an embarrassment here. Sheriff Scott Israel, hey.
Jill, I miss you. Happy Memorial Day.
I know. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm doing great. And just to all the families listening that may have lost loved ones who protect and serve overseas for us and protected our nation, my heart goes out to them, and we're very appreciative of those soldiers who protected us.
Amen. It has been a minute. I haven't seen you. You know, I'm on this side of the board. Imagine it. Look at that. Yeah, you know, multitasking in here now. So, you know, you are one of those people that we honor on Memorial Day and every day. So what does it mean to you to be honored on Memorial Day for the service that you do?
Well, it's
the front line.
Yeah, it's a way we know that. Thank God, most police officers, most military folks throughout their careers, they do come home to their families and they do retire and they get pension checks. But many, many, many don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a saying that the Navy SEALs have, and they say all gave some and some gave all. And, and to me, it means, you know, it's a somber holiday, but it's, you know, just remembering the families of those, you know, and these people, these men and women who lost their lives, they have children, and, you know, that's why scholarship programs for their children are so important, and, you know, we just cannot forget our military, and at BSO we try and, you know, if a former vet applies for our, somewhere in our, you know, to go in one of our silos,
yeah,
it's a blessing to be able to give a returning veteran a job.
Do you all have anything planned for tomorrow?
There's a couple of parades, a Memorial Day parade, and up in Pompano is really a special one because the parade ends at the cemetery.
Mm.
And then there's a, you know, a little prayer for, you know, the cemetery. We have a lot of soldiers that are laid to rest in that cemetery, so the Pompano one is pretty cool. It's a really neat ceremony.
Yeah. Will you be there? Is that
yes.
Will you be? Well, that's good. So have you been? Listen, it's never a dull moment. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I come on the show tonight, and how we don't talk about Manchester. I mean, I don't know what to say, Jill.
I know.
Just mind-boggling that someone could have so much hate and be so reprehensible and so cowardly that they would do this at a rock concert that girls, they say, between the ages of 14 and 18 or 19 were going to be the predominant consumer of that concert.
Right.
It's just so unbelievably sad. And I think they made it their 12th or 13th arrest today. So this wasn't just one, you know, despicable killer. This was people who planned this and thought this out. And,
yeah, because they each day they find out a little bit more, and they found out, I guess it was maybe Thursday or Friday, that he had been in Libya and he had gone to, I guess, prepare for. You know, it is. I've been trying to read research, just how they have bastardized the religion. And, you know, how this Sunni kind of sect has taken, like, they can't justify murder. You know, when the question approaches, you know, how does that play into the religion? There is no real answer. And I'm trying my best to understand how they could interpret Islam into this.
Yeah. You know, Golda Meir, I think it was about 1967 and 1968, she was speaking before the United Nations, and when asked about bringing peace to the Middle East, she said that there would never be peace in the Middle East until that the radical Islam would teach their children or would love their children more than they hate Israelis.
Hate Israelis, yeah.
And, you know, just it starts with hate. It's indoctrination. I've seen, Jill, I've seen videos of young boys, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, with rifles and learning how to shoot and learning how to kill. And the things they say are incredible. And, you know that coming out of the womb, they were taught this.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden's son is groomed to take over. He's not, I don't think he's 16 yet.
Yeah. It's crazy. Absolutely.
But when we talk about Manchester, I think it brought it home to a lot of people as we're going into the summer, about the fear now of almost every public place.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, we have trucks being driven. People are driving trucks into crowded street corners, you
right.
know, to commit terrorist acts. The answer to me is, or not the answer, but we have to keep living as Americans. We have to keep doing the things we do. We have to keep going to concerts and libraries and ball games and doing those things. But the one thing we also have to do is understand we're in a different world, and we have to be aware. And Jill, as you said, you know, they're already piecing together this killer's last few days and where he traveled to. And that's why I always say, you know, it's not cliche. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
If you're on the internet, and every day, Jill, I see you write poems about the ocean and art.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I start reading your writings, and you're talking about taking the lives of other
right.
people. A red flag should go, hold on. Let's call Scott Israel.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people they don't realize it, and they don't acknowledge it until after the tragedy has happened. Like, you know, he didn't seem well. Something seemed like it was wrong with him. And it's unfortunate. But what are you? Because I will tell you, Scott. I think I have been in a movie theater maybe once or twice since the massacre in the movie theater. It is just, that is like, I've always been kind of like, you're in the dark with a bunch of strangers.
Right.
Now, it is almost like impossible. If I can't sit like right by the door, I understand what you're saying about we don't want to be afraid, but I think before I had there was some solace in knowing that in the big picture, you know, there were people in control that had a level of humanity and compassion. I personally feel like our president has changed the tone of our discourse, and that there is an acceptance now that if you don't agree with someone, you can escalate it as far as assault.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, one thing I'm very proud of is I was the only sheriff in the state to stand up 4 years ago against Stand Your Ground.
Yeah.
I said, stand your ground is wrong.
Nah.
But, you know, you talk about the movies. You know, for years and years and years, people like you and I have been going to movies. And we really had two decisions to make when we got to the movie theater. One is, do we want butter on the popcorn, or do we want it plain, or do we want Coke or Pepsi? Those were the only two decisions. Now we have to think, what is our plan if an active shooter
right.
comes in on the east side? Where's the exit? Where am I going to sit? How am I going to view people? You know, it's changed. It's, the world has changed.
And I didn't, did you, I mean, when you, it's different for us as citizens to a degree, you know, but it's your job, you know, it was bad enough, but now it's your job to protect and serve us all. And how, I would imagine that it keeps you up at night.
It really does. Like, I remember, you know, I still, we talked about it, you know, a week or two after it happened, I was able to come on your phenomenal show after the airport massacre
mm-hmm.
right here in Fort Lauderdale. Yep. That's not in another far off
right.
place. That's in Fort Lauderdale.
And we never thought we would be talking
right.
about
And
right.
I will bet you every listener who's listening, you and I speak right now, at some time or another in their lives, has been to that Fort Lauderdale airport.
Yep.
On any given day. But my pledge to this county is our agency trains like we've never trained before. And we don't only train with each other. We don't only train with other law enforcement now. We train with fire. We train with the hospitals. We have mass casualty events.
Mm.
Fictional, of course, but
yeah.
the emergency rooms are activated. We talk to the buses, the bus companies. How are we going to get the buses in and out? How could we use taxi cabs? Because although we can't stop a lone wolf assassin, if a person is going to drive a truck into a corner or blow themselves up, you can't
right.
stop them. But you can respond, you can plan, and you can mitigate, and you can lessen the amount of lives that are lost. So we have to be prepared. But you know, I'm jogging in a park in Davie,
mm-hmm.
and I'm about to enjoy a day off. And I'm thinking my wife and I are going to be going out on a Friday evening, and as I jog and look down at my phone, it talks about five people dead, six more people shot at the Broward County Airport. And, you know, I could read, of course, and I, my mind said, I must have read Brevard. You know, I think I told you that before.
Yeah.
Not that I wish anything on
right,
that,
right,
but it's just like, you know, you say to yourself, like, this, you know, no, it's definitely not Broward. But it was, and we're going to, you know, we're doing every single thing we could to protect.
Yeah, because there's nothing even for you to, like, you have no clue of where it's coming from.
Right.
You know, if it's out of the sky, if it's, you know, somebody here, is it, yeah, it. So let me ask you, in light of that. Well, I'll ask you, first of all, I think a lot of people are becoming very familiar with the Department of Justice now and Sessions. Now, there's a new, he just passed, I don't know, is it a law? Maybe you can explain it to me. This Back the Blue Act, are you familiar with that?
I am, but not incredibly familiar, but
yeah.
I'm familiar enough to speak on it. And basically what it says is it provides ways where police officers could not be sued if they do something egregiously wrong in the performance of their duty. And I'm dead set against that.
Right.
Everybody should be accountable for their actions. And I understand, you know, when you have a profession where you carry a badge and a gun, that horrific things can happen for two reasons. One, we have police officers all over this country that slip through the cracks.
Right.
And they shouldn't be police officers. They're not representative of the 90%+ of the men and women all over this country who do this job great each and every day. But people slip through the cracks. But we also have citizens out there not doing things the right way,
right,
who rob and murder and commit sexual batteries and carry guns and knives. So that's sometimes it's a very combustible, the mixture.
Right.
And horrific things happen. But if a police officer or a deputy makes an egregious error and they do something horrifically wrong,
right,
they should be held accountable and they should be allowed to be sued.
Yeah, and I don't really know what the basis is, but everybody has a thought in the dog in the fight, and we'll talk about it coming up. On the other side of this break, I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
There are many in our community who don't have a bed to sleep in or even a table to gather for family dinner. El Dorado Furniture would like to change that one family at a time. As a part of its 50th anniversary, El Dorado Furniture is committed to changing the lives of 50 underprivileged families throughout our community by providing the primary furnishings for their homes. To be nominated as one of the 50 families, log on to hot105fm.com to participate or nominate a family.
This is what life sounds like when someone walks through a car dealership.
That's not a deal.
And this is what life sounds like when someone sprints through a Chevy dealership to find a car with a bonus tag hanging inside.
Ooh, I see one. Dibs!
Hear the difference at your local Chevy dealer. Right now, you can find your bonus tag for additional cash allowance on select Chevy vehicles. Get a car that will make any road trip better. The Chevy bonus tag. One more way to get more than you expect for less than you imagined. Head into your Chevy dealer today. See your South Florida Chevy dealer. Bonus tag cash allowance varies by model. Limited to select vehicles and dealer stock. Visit ChevyBonusTag.com for eligibility. Excludes all models not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 5/31/17. See dealer for details.
It's true. I'm a smoker. I wish I wasn't, but I am. I'm aware of the health effects.
New reports show cigarettes greatly
affect. I've heard all the ads.
Quit smoking today.
I've read all the warnings.
Smoking causes cancer and heart disease.
And while I agree with every single one of them, I also know that nicotine is incredibly addictive. So while I appreciate all the reminders why I shouldn't do it, what I really need is a way to stop.
Tobacco-Free Florida provides the positive support and free tools to help you quit for good. And for those who need a bit more help, we also offer starter kits of nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. Make a point to talk with your doctor today and call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. That's 1-877-822-6669 to learn more about our free tools to help you quit your way.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of six or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale with specials now through Monday from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more. And queen mattress set starting at $299. Get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $787. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
On Arsenio Hall Monday, it's Memorial Day, and Skip Murphy is in the big chair, along with Damon Williams. LaBelle Crawford Tuesday has Fat Man's Corner, and Damon's got Seriously Ignorant News. Bill Bellamy Wednesday, Bill's got Beef and Ambassador Andrew Young. Sherry Shepherd and Ken Whitley Thursday with Faith Evans, and LaBelle Crawford Friday with Jackie Reed, and Huggy announces the Bama of the Week. All that and more on the TJMS. We're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105, today's R&B and old school.
Say spread to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
And we are back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. You can always give us a call. Scott Israel was telling us an interesting story. I don't know. Did you get her name?
No.
If you're listening, if you're with us on Facebook Live, you heard the story. But that's cool. I love that. He was in Vegas and ran into somebody that they had met here on Hot Talk.
Nationwide.
So gotta love that.
If that beautiful lady who met me in Vegas is there, call in and say hi if she's listening.
Yeah, call in and share some love. So we were talking on into the break about, you know, what will it possibly be to bring some knock some sense into the POTUS's head. But I don't know. I mean, I think that a lot of what we're dealing with is I believe because it you know, hate begets hate, and I think so much of the Republican stance coming in was just to eviscerate Obamacare and everything he had done, and to establish, you know, replace and repeal. That was the whole thing. But how could you have that be your platform for 7 years and then get there and not have a plan? Do you know? I mean, and that just, I don't think everybody knew that Obamacare needs help. I mean, the plan that I have, you know, I'm trying to find a podiatrist right now. You know what I'm saying? So everybody knows that there are things.
You need a makeover and overhaul, though.
Exactly.
You just needed an adjustment.
You know,
right.
Exactly. It's like I need my eyebrows cut. I don't need them taken off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that it just, that just overreach, that just, you know, too much. And I feel like when they are having the conversations, and maybe they are in the Washington bubble, that they don't realize that these are real people. These are, you know, human beings that they're talking about.
There's a strong disconnect, though.
Very strong.
We have to remember, the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump is the person who said that when he first got started in business, my father gave me a small loan.
Right. Well, he,
that was $14 million. Right.
Yeah. I mean, so, in his world, right, that was a small amount of money.
So that's the life that, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of our leadership, unfortunately, sometimes becomes so disconnected from the average person.
Yeah.
You know, that a small loan, and he made it seem like, you know, you only gave me a small loan of $14 million, and even in saying that, the fact that your family is already established as multimillionaires totally changes the landscape of how you interact and how you see the world around you.
Yeah.
And I don't think
that's a great point.
We lack the empathy that's needed and the compassion that's needed in order to really be able to help people grow from the bottom up.
Yeah. And that's where we, unfortunately, where we are. But we were talking about this, the whole program that Jeff Sessions is trying to move forward. And this is Sheriff Israel, you know, being in law enforcement. So what would you all, I mean, it's not like you can tell the Department of Justice, hey, no, that's okay, we don't need that law. But how do you then interact? Because part of that law is that you, local municipalities, would be able to, and local law enforcement, would be able to charge the highest possible sentence for the simplest crime. So if the highest you could charge for jaywalking is 10 years in prison, they're encouraging you to do that. And all of our conversations have always been the exact opposite.
Well, they are. And, you know, this is going to sound, you know, I don't know how this is going to sound, but, you know, the one thing about me as sheriff in the 4.5 years I've been sheriff, Jill, I've always known how to stay in my lane. And I don't try and solve problems in Alabama or Nevada. I try and solve problems in Broward County. I know that the civil citation program that I made mandatory, we're now, we're over 2,000 kids that we could have arrested, we could have put in jail, that we didn't. Over 2,000 kids. And the most remarkable statistic of all is less than 5% of those kids are coming back. 95% of the kids were never even seen again.
Right.
And the things their parents or their guardian tell us about them, and how grateful they are that we use this program. So I'm going to keep on keeping on. I understand, Donald Trump is the POTUS, but he doesn't set the bar for what I do or how I do it, and we're going to keep doing what I think is in the best interest of our community. We're not perfect in Broward County. I'm not perfect, nor my deputies, nor any of the people in the community. But so many people have said we're doing it better in Broward County than so many other counties around the country, and that's all I'm going to keep on doing,
Yeah, I think so. So, speaking of that, what is going on? What's on your desk right now?
Well, we have a couple of things. The most interesting of all is the relationship, that I've had in the past. I'm not going to talk presently, but the relationship I've had in the past with the county commission has not been the best in the world. There's a philosophical difference. I believe that my job is to save lives. Some of the county commissioners in the past think my job is to save dollars, and that's just not true. They talk about the millage rate has never been raised in Broward County in 16 years. Millage rates in every city we live in, the millage rates are up. But people, and I tell you, people want to make decisions. Let's not raise the taxes because that's going to help us get reelected. Well, it might help you get reelected, but you weren't elected to get reelected. Right. You were elected to do the best thing you can for the people who put you in that chair in the first place.
Can I hit a button on him and make him rewind?
Say that again. Just say that again. Like, put that on repeat.
I feel so strongly and passionate about this. Politicians in this country, all over the country, Broward County, Florida, federal senators, Congress people, you were not elected to get reelected. If you make the right decisions and do the right thing by your community, you'll get reelected. Right. Your job is to make the best decisions that are in the best interest of the people who put you in office. That's what you need to do.
You're close to them. I mean, closer than the average citizen. Is it the saying that power corrupts completely?
Whoa.
Is it because I think in a lot of ways I can't remember who this was I was talking to. Anyway, I was saying being a politician is a lot like being a celebrity, in that you get famous long before you get rich, and you are given this amount of power and access that doesn't align with your income. For a great majority of the time.
Absolutely. And for an average-looking guy like me, I spent the first 50-some-odd years of my life, I probably was photographed 25 times. No one ever wanted to take a picture with me of me. Now I've had thousands and thousands and thousands of photographs. It's this magical word, sheriff. But
right.
I'm grounded. I put God first, my family second, the job third, and that keeps me where I need to be. I know who's in charge. It's not me.
Right.
It's him.
Okay. But you will. Your salary is greater than most politicians.
Yes.
Right. So to a degree that I won't say that. I mean, I'm not talking about you in general. I mean specifically, but. When you're paid a living wage to do your job, the opportunity for, malfeasance or to be, outside of the law
is lessened
than when you are making less than someone that works assistant manager at McDonald's.
True.
And you are charged with running a city.
True.
And I don't understand that paradigm. It's like we're setting them up to be criminal elements. Like, why can't we pay commissioner all those jobs, a decent wage so you can just do that and not have to be cutting side deals?
Listen, I'm blessed to have my salary. I'm blessed. There's not a day goes by that I don't thank God for where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if I were doing my job, having 6,000 men and women that I'm responsible for in the public sector, you tell me how many zeros would be on that check.
I know it's hard. Yeah, that's hard. I realize that nobody ever really gets paid for what they're doing.
Well, I mean, but there, but yeah.
But there is a. But I agree though. There is a number that works effectively to keep people's roofs and food on the table at a comfortable
because
level.
Because a lot of the positions that we're talking about, a great part of doing this work is heart and soul anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You really take on these tasks because you just have a passion for what you're doing and you love what
you do. And when is this country going to understand what can we possibly do to start paying teachers a higher wage?
I was going to say,
when are we going to get that?
What is greater than making sure the teachers
the greatest natural resource any one of us have are our children, and we send our children to schools.
Right.
And the teacher sees them, every day for,
Yeah.
We can do better.
Yeah, and that's one of those things about America. You know, it's the same thing, like you'll have a talk show and they'll be talking about losing weight and then a McDonald's commercial will come on.
Yeah.
We talk out of both sides of our head.
We do.
And hence that's where we are.
America is a paradox. We live in conflict. We speak in conflict. We exist in conflict. And that's part of, unfortunately, in conflict and in contradictions. And unfortunately, we have to, a lot of our job, whether as educators or law enforcement, is trying to get people to understand the contradictions that we live in. It's like when women would say they like a song, but you get a lot of B's and H's in the song.
Right.
And they'll be like, no, but that's not me. But
I like the melody.
Yeah, I like the beat of the song. But it's you're getting the dual message at the same time. It's a contradiction.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I should do something on that because it is that, and that really kind of is it. I like the beat, but I don't like what he's saying. Okay, so
yeah,
when your daughter sings that back to you.
Yeah.
Right.
At 7 years old. Do you know what I'm saying? Can you just say, well, she just likes the beat? No, I will never forget my mom she tells the stories to this day that at, I don't know, 3 or 4, we were in the grocery store and she was pushing me in the buggy and we walked past a man in the aisle and I looked at the man and said, what you want, baby? I got it. It was.
Oh.
It was Aretha Franklin. Respect. She was horrified to this day.
At 7. That was going to be
like 3 or 4 years
old.
What she want, baby, I got it. Like, there was like nothing she could do. But that's it right there. So anyway, well, listen, I'm so glad that you could come by.
I really enjoy these Sunday nights with you in there. And for those who can't, or not on the, what is that called, the computer, and can't see us, Jill's like doing 7 different jobs tonight.
Okay, I have a new thing I'm starting. It's so much so I haven't even done the script yet. Okay, but I'm starting with you. Okay, 5 questions in 105 seconds, although I'm not counting. Okay, what is the title of your autobiography?
What a great question. I put God first, my family second, and the job third.
In another life, I'd like to be.
In another life, I'd like to be President of the United States.
I love it. One thing people would never guess about me.
Is I'm an animal lover.
Oh, okay. Do you have dogs?
We just moved to Davie and we got an acre, so we have a dog. We're watching a friend's dog more times than not, and we got 2 pigs. And
goodness!
You're that kind of animal lover.
So we're going to be adding
a
pony and a donkey pretty soon. So we're looking forward to that.
No bacon at your house.
No.
Talent you wish you had.
I probably wish I could play a musical instrument. So many people I know that play an instrument tell me that it takes them to a different place and they really, really escape. And, with my job, I wish I could escape
do that.
To that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what song, when it comes on the radio, makes you the happiest?
What song?
I love these questions.
I'd go, can I go old school a little bit?
Of course.
Do you? I would have to go cruising with Smokey
Robinson. Smokey Robinson.
I love that.
I love it.
So many phenomenal memories of that song.
I love it. As much as I love you, Scott Israel. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So are you in town next month?
I am in town next month. And,
awesome.
I'll have Vita, the greatest PIO director in the world, call you. But I might be out at the National Sheriff's Association Conference. I don't know the dates of it, but
yeah.
I've been asked to give a presentation to the National Sheriffs on the airport, of course, so they could, you know, learn. And
that's
especially
awesome.
Those sheriffs who have huge airports. So if that Sunday night I'll be out, because I will be out, I go on a Tuesday and come back on a Tuesday. But if I'm going to miss that Sunday,
yeah.
we'll move it
we'll
up to Sunday.
Okay. Awesome. Well, love to Vita and the entire family.
Yep.
And I'll see you soon. Be safe out there.
Vita, if you're listening, we love you over here.
We love
and
you.
I congratulate you on the citation program. I was talking to someone who gave me some statistics and how the numbers have totally flipped around.
Yeah.
From arrest to,
why didn't you bring it?
To the citation. So, but I'll bring it next time.
Okay.
But it's excellent.
Please do.
I love that. It's working.
Yeah,
and I've heard that feedback. So
yeah, well, we talk about it a lot.
Last thing I'll leave you with, 64% of Broward County citizens who get out of our jails come back within 3 years, and the saddest thing of all is it's usually for the same crime that they went in for the first place. So you would think the civil citation program is that same 64%. Under 5%
wow.
of kids are getting it.
Wow. Wow. See, all it takes is a little time, love, and respect.
That's right.
And coming up on the other side, we're going to talk to a couple of other brothers who are doing very much the same thing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk.
Here you go.
The best of all friends. It turned to be L-O-V-E. I was your man. So you was my lady friend. We spent time. I found a way to be by your side. Through the ins and outs, the wrongs and rights. After a while of being settled down, I didn't know how to keep the love. Cause I was young, I wish I knew then what I know now. I wouldn't let you go. I swear I would have made this love grow. Spent a lot of time and a lot of dough trying to match what we had, and now I was hoping we could find a way. I was hoping we could find a way to have what we had again today. Have what we had again today. So it's been some time since you and I. Treasures I found, I didn't know till you left. I loved your smile just the other day. Your girl said that you can't stand me. I know you don't mean that, can we? Just slow down a minute and talk it out. I've been through my share of love since then. Ooh, don't know about what you've been through. There's nothing compared to what we had. All I know is I need you back, and I know that you need me back. Maybe let's try again to find our love. Oh, I was hoping we could find a way. Yeah, baby. To have what we had again today. Again today. So it's been some time since you went out. It wouldn't hurt to try. Hurt to try. Find our love. Oh, no.
About what you did if you were in a car accident. The number to call.
I was hoping we could find.
by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at cmglocalsolutions.com.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Hi, this is Simone Biles. When kids believe in themselves, it's amazing what they can accomplish.
I believe I could be a pilot.
I believe I can be a professor.
A doctor.
A poet.
I believed I could be a gold medalist. And thanks to the love and support from my parents who adopted me when I was a foster kid, I was able to reach my dreams.
There are 400,000 foster kids in the U.S., many of whom have outgrown their old clothes. That's why Mattress Firm Foster Kids, a program of the Ticket to Dream Foundation, is collecting new clothes. With your donation, you can help foster kids in your community look and feel their best. To learn more or donate, visit mattressfirmfosterkids.org today.
I believe I could be anything.
Come to any Mattress Firm store today and donate clothes to help a foster child in your community. Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
This is what life sounds like when someone walks through a car dealership.
That's not a deal.
And this is what life sounds like when someone sprints through a Chevy dealership to find a car with a bonus tag hanging inside.
Ooh, I see one. Dibs!
Hear the difference at your local Chevy dealer. Right now, you can find your bonus tag for additional cash allowance on select Chevy vehicles. Get a car that will make any road trip better. The Chevy bonus tag. One more way to get more than you expect for less than you imagined. Head into your Chevy dealer today. See your South Florida Chevy dealer. Bonus tag cash allowance varies by model. Limited to select vehicles and dealer stock. Visit ChevyBonusTag.com for eligibility. Excludes all models not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 5/31/17. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. People remind me every single day, with a lecture...
You shouldn't smoke, you know.
A scowl...
Ew.
Or an upturned nose.
Ew.
Gross.
Yuck.
I'm aware that my family hates it, that people on the street give me dirty looks, and that it costs me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it, but none of that changes the fact that it's really hard to give it up.
Tobacco Free Florida provides the positive support and free tools to help you quit for good. And for those who need a bit more help, we also offer starter kits of nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. Make a point to talk with your doctor today and call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. That's 1-877-822-6669. To learn more about our free tools to help you quit your way.
Hey, yo, Miami, this is D.L. Hughley, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
State Hux Media Group Station.
Are you stuck with a low credit score? A credit report and score that's causing you to be denied credit or pay higher interest rates than others for the same things? Then do what Terrence did and call the experts at CreditRepair.com for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help restore your credit.
I started thinking about buying a new house and my score wasn't where I needed it to be. I called and spoke with one of the representatives and just had a good conversation and I liked what he was saying.
Just one call for his free credit evaluation was all it took.
I'm seeing the deletions and I'm getting the report, so I know something's being done. It does make a difference to me.
At CreditRepair.com, dreams do happen.
Thanks to creditrepair.com, I will be able to have a better credit score and get that house.
Don't let a low credit score hold you back another day. Do what Terrence did and make the call for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help get back on track to great credit.
Call 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
We commune in communities, building inclusively, gridlocked in unity, bringing together all for the better, politicians, activists, and celebrities, identifying cold conditions and current topics that need the light of day. Hot Talk with Jill Tracy brings the tropics on your radio. It's the heartbeat of the city, a conversation of expectations, successes, and reality for the betterment of the people. It's something to believe in. South Florida sunshine in the evening on Hot 105.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. 888-550-9105. It is Hot Talk. Wait a minute. Chocolate Thunder, I'm going to turn your mic on so you can take us into the midnight hour.
We're just about to go in the midnight hour with Hot Talk with Jill Tracy right here on Hot 105.
Oh, we just got to get some music behind. There we go. Chocolate and thunder. Welcome back. And many thanks again to Sheriff Scott Israel and his other brothers, some BSO. My big boy was not here tonight, but I went to ask him if that was his son. The other guy, he looked a little like Scott. Good guys, one and all. Just like my next guests who are in the building, Mr. Sean Davis. And wait a minute. Oh, I can't. Miles, guess what? I can't read your bio because my phone is on Facebook Live. Swing the mic over to Miles for me, please. Okay, so Miles does, it's Gen X?
Generation X, yeah, Youth Sports Network.
It's sort of like Sports Center for kids.
Yes.
I love that. So please welcome Miles to the show. Thank you. So, Miles, tell the people a little bit about how you got started with Generation Next and some of the allocates that you all have received.
Okay, well, we got started with our founder and executive producer, Jonah Woolard. Was coaching youth football, and actually he was coaching, everybody knows the name, Dalvin Cook.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he started doing YouTube videos of Dalvin, and other coaches and other players wanted to be on YouTube also. So that's kind of how the company started forming, and we just turned it basically into a show from there. And we really didn't have a model or anything to go after, and so we kind of tried to duplicate what ESPN does with the pro athletes.
And you have.
Yes.
You really have. So now, how do you broadcast fully?
Right now, we're broadcasting just in the South Florida area on NBC. Mm-hmm. We're trying to go national this year, and one of the ways we're doing that, we have what we call our national preseason kickoff classic. Mm-hmm. We have teams coming from 10 different states to play in our event August 4th through the 6th in Orlando.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we have great people. Well, Deion Sanders is sponsoring some teams. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting the guy last night. Talib played for the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. He's sending some teams down from Atlanta. Just to give a shout-out, we got the great Coach P coming from Atlanta.
Okay.
Playing, you know the boss down here, Jerm Carter.
Yes.
Yeah, they have a big matchup up there in Orlando this year.
Oh, okay.
You know, we have Snoop bringing some teams out. We have teams coming from Texas, Nevada, Tennessee, Alabama, Carolinas, everywhere.
Wow, so it's almost
Snoop
conference.
Snoop comes down every year and plays. Well, as Snoop posted last year, it's not a rivalry, it's a tradition because he hasn't won yet. He lost 66-0 last year when he came down here.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, the Fort Lauderdale Hurricane.
That is not a loss. That's a stomping.
That's a basketball.
Okay. And my next guest, Mr. Sean Davis, born in Stamford, Connecticut, and a graduate of my alma mater, FLOMO.
Let's go.
I was at a meeting after the State of Black Miami, and the vice president of FLOMO was like, stop saying that. We don't say that no more. We say Florida Memorial University. They can't cut no check to FLOMO. I was like, but you could put FLOMO on a shirt and we buy them. And you would, I mean, but it's true. Because, I mean, that's hashtag FLOMO.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Thank you. Everybody knows it. Okay, y'all want to, you know what, I'll sell them. How about that? I'm alumni. I'll sell them. I can probably pay off that student loan. I digress. Sean, by the way, I had rewritten his bio. You know, I love a good bio. So I had rewritten the whole thing, and yeah, the dog ate it. Mr. Davis completed his MBA recently, and during his pursuit of his bachelor's at Florida Memorial as a sophomore, he was recruited by the Black Male College Explorers program at FMU to work as a counselor. And by the time that he graduated with his master's, he was the director of the Black Male College Explorers program. And since that appointment, he has embraced the mission of the director with vigor and determination. He has a compassion for young men he serves and works diligently to make a difference in their lives. The program, in which they bring high school students to college campuses, and I'll let him tell you the depth of it, proudly boasts a graduation rate for Black male college explorers in the program at 100%. Thank you. And 98% of those students go on to college. Mr. Sean Davis, welcome to Hot Talk.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
And so tell us, I have never heard of the program, so tell us about how you discovered the Black Male College Explorers program.
Yes, I discovered this program as I was a sophomore.
Get a little closer to the mic, my friend.
I'm sorry. I discovered this program as I was a sophomore at Florida Memorial University.
Mm-hmm.
And my mentor, Mr. Kareem Coney, he actually brought me on board to be a counselor. At that time being,
mm-hmm.
I became a counselor for the program. And I started liking the program a lot more as I see that I was making a true impact in these young men's lives.
So tell them a little bit about, high school students are paired with college students, and you mentor them, like, throughout the school year, you bring the kids on campus, and during the summer, they actually live on campus. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So the goals and objectives of the program, the purpose of the program, is to increase the amount of Black males and all minority males graduating from high school to go to college. So how we do that is, during the academic year, we host tutoring sessions, mentoring sessions, community services, culture activities. We go to youth summits throughout the whole academic year for mm-hmm. high school and middle school students only. Now, during the summer is when we host a summer program, and we select 40 young men to actually come to Florida Memorial University and live out there for about 4 weeks and get the whole collegiate experience.
I love that. And so you've already chosen all the students now.
Oh, yeah, yes, most definitely. We have chosen all 40 students. So our enrollment is closed right now, but open enrollment begins in August.
Okay. So now all of the students, the 40 students you've already chosen, that will, okay, here's the multi-million dollar question. So which dorm do they live in?
These students will be actually staying in our new dormitory, building 4.
Oh, good.
Which will have a computer lab in there for them. A arcade little center for them, so they have everything that they need inside the dormitory.
Oh, that's good. So they're not putting them in prime or duo.
They're not in prime and duo, as some people know them as, or Good and Robinson.
Okay.
No, they're inside the new dormitory.
I'm surprised that they have not burned down prime and duo.
Well, you know, they're history, man, so they got to stay up.
Do you go in there? Is it safe? I remember the showers weren't safe when I was there.
Well, they're not up and running right now, but they're getting renovated soon, so they'll be back up and running.
Oh, so both of those are closed?
Yes.
The dorms are closed?
Yes.
Oh, they should be. Okay, good.
Yes. So, now, Good and Robinson is still open.
Well, yeah. Now, see, Good was relatively new when I...
See, I wasn't at the school when it was called Prime and Dual.
Rub it in, little boy. So, anyway, so now, when you say they get to learn the college experience, I love that idea because I'm a firm believer that, you know, in order to be it and achieve it, you have to see it.
Most definitely.
And my mother would always tell the story that when she first got to, please don't call me and send me letters. But when my mother first got here, she was like, some of these people act like they ain't never been out of their zip code. And it was, for a large part, unfortunately, it was true. Because, you know, unless you get out and see the world and see that it's much bigger than your block, you're not really aware of all the possibilities that lie for you.
Most definitely. And that's what we believe in this program. We believe in giving them the tools to be successful, especially in today's society. So if we give them the tools to be successful in college, they have a greater chance of graduating in college and also getting that meaningful career too as well.
So, Miles, sort of the same thing for your, you all are a sports channel. How involved are you with your, with the students that you cover? The children that you cover on the channel. I can't see you over here. There we go.
Well, we also have a award ceremony at the end of the year called Crowning of the Champions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only like Sheriff Scott Israel participates every year, and it's...
Oh, wow. Did you all speak on the way?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's not only about just what they can do on the field. We have a program called Beyond the Game,
mm-hmm.
and it shows what students are doing off the field and what people are doing in the community and everything like this. So it's just not a focus on the sports.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because I think that... are you familiar with Wesley Frater, who does Tournament of Champions?
No, I'm not.
He does it. It's like Tournament of Champions is basketball and football, and it's in January, February, and it's the best players from Dade and Broward, and they play each other at the arena every year. And so much, I've learned so much about sports, why sports is so big here, and why, what was the stat that he told me? Over 40%. Of the NFL comes from Florida?
Yes.
Or a little bit more?
Yes. They just recently stopped a high school football game that used to be labeled Florida versus USA.
Wow.
And I think over a 10-year span, I think we lost once.
So Florida what is it that makes Florida so ripe for young men in sports?
I believe it's just the weather is the first factor.
Mm, okay.
Like, other states, you can't be outside playing football and basketball.
Okay,
all
California, but okay.
Yeah, and I think it's just breeding, we just do it. We eat, sleep, and drink football down here.
Well, that, and that's one of the things that he said. If he was at ML, he has a great video on YouTube someplace, and he said, if you're in this restaurant, he's at MLK.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you're in this restaurant and your son doesn't play sports, something's wrong with you.
Yeah. Yes. That's how it goes down here in South Florida. I mean, I learned this the other day just thinking about some of the things that we do. Like, you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago about why we don't participate with the kids, say, in the science projects and get mm-hmm. involved in their education like we do into their sports.
Into sports, yeah.
But we train and teach kids from starting as, young as age 3, 4, and 5 years old down here in South Florida, running track, playing soccer. Football is kind of secondary when you're trying to get the skills into them. But we don't do that in education. Like, if your kid get a math problem correct, you move on.
Right.
In football, if you do it correct, we're going to make you do it over and over, repetition. We're going to keep, instilling that into you to the second nature. Did you walk and talk this way? We don't do that in education. Oh, yeah, he got the test right, and bam, he's going on to the next.
Right. He got the test right. Phew. Okay, he can play.
Yes.
It's like a function of being able to play. And so what do you attribute that to?
Well, first of all, the money, because most parents look at the money when their kids are going into sports.
Sports as opposed to academic.
Yes.
Wow.
And even with Generation Next, we're starting a program where we're going to show more kids, like, behind the scenes. Like, okay, you're an on-air personality.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't know behind the scenes and Tonto didn't show up tonight.
Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then, there's jobs for that.
Mm-hmm.
That make great money. But the kids are not exposed to them, and it's all about exposure.
Yeah, and, I always say, whenever you go to a concert, look in the sound booth.
Yeah.
Because those people that are in the sound and light booth, first of all, 9 times out of 10, they do not look like the people on stage. And secondly, they will sit in those seats and collect that check and a pension and every anything else that the union has to offer them until they drop dead. Okay? You don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to sound a certain way.
That's our culture because what happens is, you know, we get to see everything on television and we equate a level of success to TV, the notoriety. You know, people are on movies, commercials, you know, they play on Sunday. So we get to see a lot of what looks like success. But I learned from very early, there's always someone, for every one person, there's probably another 10 to 15 to 20 people behind them that's making what happens happen.
Happens for them, right.
And, you know, I mean, you know, be Clive Davis. Don't be Whitney.
That's a good one. I like that. So, you know, and I think that is, it's very interesting to have the two of you here because Sean's group is really targeting academics and you are really targeting sports. And, you know, never the twain seem to like kind of meet. So I'm kind of glad to have you both here. Because now, Sean, I would say that we, you know, we could all agree that what he says is true, that we don't, on average, you don't find particularly young black men being rewarded for being smart.
Most definitely.
To that degree.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to change that quorum as far as that being smart is okay. You know, we like
smart
to say,
is the new sexy.
It sure is. And we like to say, oh, we want to hustle. We want to hustle hard.
Right.
But let's make academics our hustle. Let's hustle that way. Let's hustle in the right way. And you can see the reward later on in the future.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I would like Devon to kind of chime in on that. Because Devon is an actor. And Adrian, you are kind of both in that same arena. He's an actor and a singer and a, you know, comedian to some degree. But he's also a computer. He also builds websites and technology. He knows how to code. And so both of them are sort of creative endeavors. But the struggle is still real. And I think more people would like to see you go to Broadway than to, you know, learn how to create the next app that's going to make us all $1 trillion.
Right. It goes to something that Adrian was saying about how, you know, success is associated with that fame and that monetary status.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had to learn and unlearn as I came through the entertainment process was that a lot of stuff I was seeking wasn't, first of all, there was no longevity in it. There was no substantiality to it. You see a lot of these celebrities who fall off and they lose the sponsorship, they lose the money, and then they're kind of forced to go back to square one. It's already hard building there, and then it's even harder staying there. And if you fall from there, getting back may not ever happen.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I had to adopt was the mentality of, as we have today, I had to adopt the mentality of entrepreneurship.
Right.
And always being willing to learn. Mm-hmm. Always be willing to learn.
Yeah. So which came first, the coding or the acting?
Believe it or not, the coding came first.
Both
started in high school. I took web design as an elective. And then the summer after my junior year, I'm watching Rush Hour 2. And I'm seeing Chris Tucker have the time of his life. I'm like, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So then my senior year, I took it as an elective.
Oh, okay. But you've gone a bit more of a serious route in acting than Chris Tucker.
I have. But
it's in you. The comedy is in there.
It's in. When I do original work, it always goes comedy.
When I
do the original work, it always goes comedy. I have a one-person show on YouTube, Ooh, Mr. Corey, You Bad. It's about a preacher, his last Sunday, and he worships, he preaches at this church called the Glory Road Morning Praise Side the River Worship Center of the Newborn Missionary Baptist Church.
Amen.
Of the Latter-day Saints. And that's what I wrote. But when I get cast, I get cast in more serious roles. And so, you know, guys like Andre Gainey, and, you know, they see me playing those more serious roles. But comedy is definitely in me.
Yeah, so. The role in Brothers of the Dust. That was incredible. That one, I really, really liked that one. You know, and I cried the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
But that one was very moving to me. And I liked the part that you played in Jonathan's.
Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship with the character I played in Brothers of the Dust because, and this is how you see the growth of you as an actor, when you're able to play something that really isn't you. I don't like going to that level where I provoke people. I don't like being that negative person.
Because you were nasty.
Oh, I had to be so nasty.
Yeah.
And that thing. And so, but I that's my love-hate relationship with it because it challenged me as an actor to go there and explore and be able to understand that human condition.
Right.
But playing David in Jonathan Spike's play, I Know What I Am and I'm Not What You Call Me, I was able to be more of myself. That fine, loving, sexy, chocolate
thunder.
So chocolate silly. Thunder on Hot 105 with Jill Tracy.
There you go.
To do that, you know?
Let me take a couple of calls. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Broadway.
Hey, Broadway. What happened to you? What happened to you?
I got stuck. But I will make it up to you.
You know, I tell you this one. Are you up? They can't hear you in the studio. Did you have a comment, or you were just calling to say, "Hey, sorry, couldn't make it."
That's it. Thank you. That's it. In a nutshell.
Well, you know what, and so I'm going to save then the piece that we were talking about. I mentioned earlier at the top of the show that you and I were having a conversation about who's got next, and you know, you kind of said we need to discuss who got us here first before we discuss who got next, because there's so many people, champions in our community that we don't celebrate and that people just don't know about. And they should. So I will hold that conversation until you make it back on this side of Florida, sir.
I will be there this coming Sunday. No ifs, ands, buts, or doubts about it.
Okay. Yes. It'll be perfect because Sunday, the first of the month, I'm doing our entrepreneurial panel again, and it's Self-Made Men next Sunday. So you're perfect. You're perfect for that. Listen, safe travels, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
All right. Love you, mean it. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Is this my friend that just went to the pharmacy?
Yeah.
Hey. Thank you.
My dentist had to.
Sorry you had to hold for so long.
It's okay. I made it home now.
Okay.
I'm going to take my Percocet.
So it's
acting up.
Your what is acting up?
I had a root canal. So my dentist.
Oh my goodness! Okay.
So my dentist, you know, had to sort of do a rush on a prescription because I was in so much pain. Anyway, is Scott Israel? He left.
Yeah, he left.
Oh, jeez.
You had a question for him.
Yeah, I did.
Bummer.
I had another. What if, like, you had a bunch of properties and you want to leave them for kids?
Oh, I think I'm all right.
You know?
What if you had a bunch of properties and you wanted to leave them for kids?
No. For kids that are doing well in, for, you know, young men of color or children of color.
Oh.
You want to leave the properties to. Not to them, but to basically to some kind of trust that basically that, you know, they simply, you know, as part of residency, you know, they cover the taxes and pay their own, the water and their own light and whatever. It's like you offered it so they could have somewhere to live because of their achievement and excellence in academics. I've thought about it for a long time.
That's interesting. I said that's interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have to dig in my Rolodex on that one. Yes, I did say Rolodex. Some people don't know what that is, but I have to look into that one for you.
I'm sure there's something out there because
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
You know, like, because sometimes family, they don't take care of stuff that you create. They take it for granted and, you know, waste the money. But given the shortage of academics that we lack in our community, and the overemphasis on sports, which, you know, which, I mean, we're already gifted. The only thing we haven't excelled in is we haven't, no. The only thing we haven't exercised enough our talents is academics, because we already have the genetics for everything else.
Right.
And naturally, the brain is already there. It's just that people control those educational institutions, and they pick and choose who they want to go through the door.
Hmm.
And they, you know, choose who they want to fail. I mean, I've gone through that already. I mean, I've had a teacher tell me, you know, they said, okay, I'll do 10 questions out of 30. And I choose to do 30. And he's like, what are you trying to do? You trying to be smart? And this is a Spanish man.
Well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so.
Well, we try. Yeah, we're trying to get away from those stereotypes in our lives. But I am up against a commercial. I got to take a commercial, babe. Hang on, hold that thought, and you hold that thought, and we will be right back on the other side. I am.
Are you stuck with a low credit score? A credit report and score that's causing you to be denied credit or pay higher interest rates than others for the same things? Then do what Terrence did and call the experts at CreditRepair.com for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help restore your credit.
I started thinking about buying a new house, and my score wasn't where I needed it to be. I called and spoke with one of the representatives and just had a good conversation, and I liked what he was saying.
Just one call for his free credit evaluation was all it took.
I'm seeing the deletions, and I'm getting the report, so I know something's being done. It does make a difference to me.
At CreditRepair.com, dreams do happen.
Thanks to CreditRepair.com, I will be able to have a better credit score and get that house.
Don't let a low credit score hold you back another day. Do what Terrence did and make the call for your free credit evaluation and game plan to help get back on track to great credit.
Call 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
iHeart Hot 105. You can listen to us on the iHeart Radio app anytime. Anywhere. Take South Florida's number one radio station, Hot 105, with you at work, to the beach, or even when you're out of town on vacation with the iHeart Radio app. Take all your favorite Hot 105 personalities, music, and connection to South Florida anywhere with the iHeart Radio app. Download it now on Google Play or the iTunes App Store. Search iHeart Radio or log on to Hot105FM.com for more. iHeart Radio app. Download it now.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Quitting tobacco isn't easy. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, Tobacco Free Florida is here to help you quit your way. Tobacco Free Florida's AHEC cessation program offers group quit. These free sessions will provide you support by a trained specialist in a group setting. You may also qualify for free nicotine patches, lozenges, or gum. So call us at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW to double your chances of success. No judgments, just help.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows it's on 105.1.
On Arsenio Hall Monday is Memorial Day, and Skip Murphy is in the big chair along with Damon Williams. LaBelle Crawford Tuesday has Fat Man in the Corner, and Damon's got Seriously Ignorant News. Bill Bellamy Wednesday, Bill's got Beef and Ambassador Andrew Young. Sherry Shepherd and Kent Whitley Thursday with Faith Evans, and LaBelle Crawford Friday with Jackie Reed, and Huggy announces the Bama of the Week. All that and more on the TJMS. We're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
Hot 105, 105, 105, 105.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Quitting tobacco isn't easy. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, Tobacco Free Florida is here to help you quit your way by offering the free support and tools you'll need to succeed. For the do-it-yourselfers, there's WebQuit, a free online resource that gives you access to tools, tips, and support to help you quit tobacco at your own pace. Just log on to tobaccofreeflorida.com and see how you can start your plan. You may also qualify for free nicotine patches or gum. It doesn't matter how many times you've tried to quit, now is your time to succeed. Along with WebQuit, we offer a series of additional proven tools to help you quit your way, such as GroupQuit and PhoneQuit. So double your chances of success by calling 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or connecting to WebQuit at tobaccofreeflorida.com. Ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit. This is your start to a tobacco-free life. No judgments, just help.
This is Brian McKnight, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Hux Media Group station.
1-800-CAR-ACCIDENT-CAR-ACCIDENT-CAR-ACCIDENT.
Are you kidding me? You're going to call someone about your accident because they play a silly jingle? They may not even be lawyers. If you need a lawyer, call a lawyer. I'm Robert Rubenstein. I've been a lawyer for over 30 years. Check out my results at RubensteinLaw.com. I'm easy to reach. Just call me at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. It's that easy. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa. I want to be your attorney.
Own a business but baffled by digital marketing? CMG Local Solutions can help you take out all the guesswork out of digital marketing. Reach the right customer with a simple online marketing solution that is right for you. Learn more at CMGLocalSolutions.com.
Take Hot 105 with you everywhere this Memorial weekend by downloading the free Hot 105 app by texting 28367 with the keyword Hot 105 app now. You don't want to miss any of this. We're in the mix with 50 minutes of your favorite R&B starting right now on Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
The minister gave this example. He said that a Muslim, Christian, and a Jew were all out on the bank of a river and a man was drowning. The Muslim cast out the rope, and his rope was too short to save the man. Then the Christian put his rope out. His rope was too short to save the man. Then the Jew cast his rope, and his rope was too short to save the man. Now they got one or two options. Either they can stand on the bank and argue over whose rope is the best, or use some common sense and tie all three of them together and save that man.
Amen. Save the man. Welcome back. 8-855-09-105. You are listening to Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. And my guest tonight, we've had quite a good show. I have Adrian Curtis in the building and Devon Dessau is in the building, along with Miles. I keep forgetting your last name, Miles.
Houston, like you said.
Thank you. There you go. And Sean Davis. And we, you know, the one guest that we have not introduced, one of the very students that we're talking about that is a part of your program, the Black Male College Explorers Program. Hi, welcome. I'm good. Let me turn your mic on, too. See, you just can't get no love, poor thing. Welcome to Hot Talk.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine.
So, please tell everybody your name and where you're from.
My name is Ryan Thomas. I attend Miami Central. I will be attending Florida A&M University in the fall.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so, you're about to... Wait. You're about to graduate.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't graduate yet.
No, ma'am. June 2nd.
It's about a week away.
Okay.
A week away, yeah.
I was like, it's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
So how long have you been a part of the program?
About 3 years.
Yeah.
I came in my 10th grade year. The program is great. Well, I'm the only child, so being in the program, it shows a lot of brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
I would kind of think of it as in Drumline when he said, one band, one sound.
Right.
If one get in trouble, all get in trouble. So that makes me be accountable for my brother. So letting him know that, okay, this is wrong because we can get in trouble for this.
Mm-hmm.
So with that program, the program showed me a lot of core values, such as being a black male. I didn't know how to tie until I got into the program.
Really?
So yeah, and that showed me being in today's society, learning how to tie a tie is very essential, because you can't come always with a polo. You can always have to, you can switch it up. So also with school, I'm blessed to say that I've been accepted to 4 colleges, and FAMU is my thank you.
Congrats.
Fam was your choice.
Yes, ma'am.
We still love you.
Yeah, but I will be a part of the Black Male chapter at FAMU.
Oh, okay, so now the Black Males Explorers has had several different HBCUs?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. The Black Male College of Sports.
Sorry, babe. There you go.
Yes, the Black Male College of Sports program is located at all the HBCUs in Florida, which is FAMU, Bethune-Cookman, Edward Waters, and Florida Memorial University.
Awesome. All right. So now, if you, like, say Miles wanted to be a part of the program, how does that work? Or...
We can actually utilize someone like him, and we just need his contact, and actually we can get started and rolling right there. I believe that he has a lot to offer to these young men out here, and giving them, you know, another avenue, a way out.
I was going to say, you know, I think Miles, you know, the program, I mean, on one level, you know, you really give an opportunity to shine for a lot of these athletes, but at the same time, in large measure, you are offering an opportunity to train them for what they're going to see coming forward. I think a lot of, we talk a lot about athletes and celebrities and like, who go from broke to billions.
And back to broke.
Come home. We did a show called Broke to Paid and Back Again or something like that a little while ago. But we see it happen more often than not. And everyone says, why do brothers keep falling down that same rabbit hole? You saw it happen to James Brown. You saw it happen to MC Hammer. How do you keep falling down that same hole? What would be your answer to that?
I would say it's parenting.
And what are you doing to curb that?
Well, I say it's parenting, because these parents nowadays are relying on their kids to make it to that level.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing them without giving them an education. You know, as long as my son is the fastest on the field or fastest on the track, we're not caring about school. We're just caring about the dollars that he's going to make later, and they can take care of me. And that's what these parents are doing.
Really? Do you really? I mean... 100, that's really what you see.
I see this personally. We have had parents fuss at us. Why haven't y'all put my son on y'all television show? He's the best at this. And some of the kids, actually, I mean, we don't put kids on that literally can't speak. They don't know how to pronounce their words and everything. How can we put you on the show when, you know, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
you can't speak.
The media training, though.
How do you feel about the victory? Well, you see what happened was...
see it, Charles Barkley. Once they get, I mean, and Charles Barkley has a show now. Has anybody seen that show?
No, I'm afraid of it.
Charles Barkley has a show sort of like W. Kamau Bell's show on CNN, United Shades of America. Okay, well, Charles Barkley's...
Yeah, he has a show like that.
Right. He has a show like that, but he's run around, you know, basically America apologizing for being black. That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, he's focused on race.
Huh? He's focused on race. Yeah, I mean,
he's out of Alabama.
He's on something, you know, something else completely different. But when it, you know, but you raise a very important point. That, you know, kids are coming through school. Like, how are these athletes matriculating to this degree and coming out and not having, you know, the vocabulary of a high school student?
Well, one thing I give I tip my hat to two of the leagues down here, the FYFL League and the AYFL League. AYFL League is one of the first leagues that started that the coaches have to check the report cards throughout the football season. And there are kids
that's good.
Like the top kid on your team, you know, scoring 3 touchdowns a week, AYFL will bench him.
Okay.
And the Flow League, the FYFL League, they're starting to go into that trend too, where they're checking grades, and you know, you got to have a certain GPA to play Little League, which when we were growing up didn't exist.
Didn't exist, yeah. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Hello?
Yeah, Hot Talk. Yeah, this is Hot 105.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Yes, hi. Yes, I just wanted to voice my point on the opinion far as with sports.
As far as the sports, go ahead.
Yes, and then far as education wise, and then they don't let them speak. They, you know, speak their piece or whatever because they're not educated enough to have the words and the knowledge to use the words in the right place. But then, if I figure, if they're getting your team to the right situation and they're taking your team to a level to where you can be a champion, but it's not a point about what they can say and what they can't say, that's where education will come in. That's where they used to be training them at the same time and letting them know when they need to announce anything at all, they need to know how to talk to the public.
So let me understand. You're saying that it's up to, it should be up to him to, like, help them learn.
The coaches. Whoever the coach is, if you know they are not to knowledge of what their mind frame is and what they should be saying and what they shouldn't be saying on camera or on speaker, you see what I'm saying? But they're getting your team to a point the way you want to be a champion team. But see, that's not got nothing to do with. Yes, it's okay because I can hear my own self. I'm listening to it.
You can hear it?
And I'm making a point, yeah. And I'm just making a point. It's not about that. It's the educational part. It's not about the parenting. It has to do with the parenting because I had a daughter where they were trying to push her through school, but I said, no. I said, you're not going to do that because if she come home and bring me homework and that's not what it is and she's saying, and they saying it's right and they checked it right and it's wrong, yes, I'm going to check the education department.
Right. Miles, hold on. Miles, I have to turn our mics off so they can hear you because they don't have on headphones.
Did you hear it?
No, it's not your fault.
Yeah,
it's just like a little time delay. So, Miles, you want to say?
Well, what I want to say is that one of the reasons we're pushing education, especially through Generation Next, and trying to get these kids to understand that because you're one injury away from being a blue-collar worker or something like that. So now with that injury, what do you have to fall back on if you don't have an education, if you're not pursuing your degree or looking at something else? The average NFL player lifespan is 3.5 years.
Wow.
You have players that play 12, 15 years, but the average, there are only 1,600 NFL players
every year. My point is,
we have more than
that you already know
in South Florida
the athlete and what his average is and what his ability
talent,
is to what he needs to be
skills.
Doing.
I mean,
if he already has some kind of injury, he knows.
Wait, she's talking. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, babe, say it again. Hold on.
Yeah.
Headliners. I'm just saying, headliners. Headphones. Okay. Go ahead. Say it again.
No, he's saying far as the players. I understand about far as the players when they have injuries and this and that. They don't go over 3 to 4 years. Okay, I understand that. But if you know they got an injury or some kind of whatever they're not understanding, you need to be on top of that and get that straightened out because you know what is going to make it and what ain't. Because you already know the stability of what they can do and what they can't do. That's why you have them on your team.
This is Adrian. Let me ask you a question. What do you think your role is in this process?
And my goal
is
I want them to get where they need to be at, and I want them to make it in life because this life is very short, and it's not that much time to do what you think you need to be doing, or you say, I'm going to do this. There's nothing category to say, I need to do this and do that. You need to do it right now, and you go do it and be stable with it and be on point.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a community process. And I think that's what we all seem to sometimes forget.
Yeah, it is a community process.
Right, the parent has a role to play.
Yeah. No. She said she's agreeing with you.
The educators
I never
have
said
a role
the parent
play.
Didn't. I never said it was nothing wrong with the parent. I didn't say nothing about the parenting. I said, but sometimes it do come from the parenting, but... You, not just the parent, the coach and the parent got to work together. If you know you got a team player and you got somebody to go take your team to the level y'all need to take together and work together and see what the education problem is. The educational problem, you need to be straightened out. And then that way they can talk to people. They can talk to the announcers. They can talk to the sportsmen and see, and then they can talk to them and they can explain what their activities are and how much they put out for the team.
Miles. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Could you hear?
No, I didn't hear everything about it. But
I hear
how great the kid is.
She's
on the football
field.
You still
at the
have
end of the day, that don't matter about how great the kid is.
Education.
At the end of the day, it's education.
Kids, we have girls
education
down here that run
is number
track
one.
Best
when
at
you see the most potential, you can see the word I'm using. He has the most potential in the world, but if he don't have the education and that brings to go with that potential, it's not going to work out.
Right, but you can't blame the coaches.
I'm not blaming anyone, but if he's on your team and you see that, you need to get on top of that and work with him on that level.
Okay.
Don't let it be like, okay, no.
So you're saying that the coaches should be working with the kids on that level?
Excuse me, say that again.
Are you saying that the coaches should be working with the kids?
Yeah, the coach and the
kids. Well, you got to understand that they're only practicing about 2 hours a day. So you're saying that the coach, Let me speak. So you're saying that in those 2 hours when he has 30 plus kids out there, he's trying to train for a sporting event, that you're saying that this coach is supposed to stop practice and teach these kids ABCs, 1, 2, 3s?
No, I'm not saying that. But I mean, you need whatever practice day that you're not having. And when you're out of season and it's not practice, you take them at that time and you have a class.
So what is the parents' role and the educators' role if this is what the coaches
do? When they come back to school, when it's time to start over, they know how to talk to the activity people.
So you want the coach to teach the kids and not the parents or the educators?
No, I'm not saying just the coach. I said not just the coach. That goes with the coach, the teachers, and the parents. You got to come together. Everything got to come together. It can't
be
one way.
The parents. The parents should be the one on top of it.
I'm not trying to make you heavy. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make you be the heavy, but you got more ability to let them know what is going on, because some parents are not paying attention to what's going on. They just figure, oh, he's just playing sports. You see what I'm saying? I don't know what he's doing in school because they're not paying attention to that, because it's working parents. And then it's what it is.
Okay.
Okay, now you see my point?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I'm good. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, thank
you for calling in.
Yeah. 1982.
Babe. She heard her say, yeah, like,
you get on top of that though. But y'all have a good day and y'all have a happy holiday tomorrow.
Thank you,
babe.
And
I love y'all. Hot 105. This is Patricia with Cat 813 Northwest 27th Avenue, Sunrise Boulevard.
All right,
Queen
Cat.
Stop.
813. Queen Stop. Thank you, babe. Love you, mean it. Hang on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I think this education is paramount. But what I find is lacking is reading. Because, like, if the kids can read one book per month, just read on a regular basis. I mean, it solves a lot of problems. It ties into the growth of your brain. It ties into how you speak, how you pronounce it, and it's the primary way of delivering information to the mind. And the more you know, this whole notion that people always say more money, more problems, that's not true. More money, more knowledge. Having more money is not a problem. It's just the more money you have, the more knowledge you need to basically manage it and how to make it work for you. So
that's very true.
We have a lot of misconception. Yeah, that we teach ourselves. Even if you go back and you listen to some of the stuff that we say to each other, as kids, or you know, God don't like ugly. That's from, if you don't read, you wouldn't know that's from slavery. You know, if you don't read, you can't say, you can't correct the whole notion that money is not the root of all evil. It's the heart of a human being, because it's an inanimate object that doesn't do anything unless you put action to it and empower it. I mean, you know, just like a car can be the root of your evil, you know. So, I mean, we have so much stuff that means still perpetuate on ourselves because we don't read enough, because we're not curious enough to understand, okay, why do we eat the foods we eat? Why do we... And it's all written. I mean, you go to college, you're reading books. You mean, you know, you want to get a trade, it's in books. You know, I mean, so...
Right.
Even still, if some people can't afford to even go through college, I'm not encouraging that, because there's really no way that you can't go to college, because there's so many free stuff out there. I mean, even if you have the discipline to go and pick up a trade book, you know, even if you, you know, pick up a Home Depot book and read it, you'll get to learn the processes of even how plumbing is done. I mean, it's just reading. And if anything you want to know, it's sitting in a book
somewhere. Well, you know the joke that if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. But I understand. I really, really appreciate your comment. Well,
I said, think about this. For 400 years, it was illegal for you to read. Now, you try to not read a sign to make it home. Just try not to read any sign, which is kind of impossible. Try not to read any ingredients in your... Take off all the ingredients in your cupboard. You literally have to identify by sight or smell. But for 400 years... I mean, think about the ramifications. How many things you can do and hide and get away with throughout that period of time? So if they knew to pass laws to make that illegal and actually make it punitive... Literally, then you should know,
right?
It should be part of drinking water.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the last election, I mean, so much of what has happened in the space that we're in is because nobody was paying attention, nobody was reading, nobody was reading the newspaper and finding out that these really young millennial Republicans were going into these deep red states, redrawing the lines for years before we got to this election. And that's why it turned out the way it did. But your point is taken.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, most people seem to think that information is dispensed to the majority through the media. And that is so not true.
No. Yeah, it's not true. But wait, hold that thought, because I've got some other calls to take, and we got like 5 minutes left. But I appreciate you. What's your name?
Max.
Max, thank you. We talked before, right?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. Okay, Max. Love you, mean it. Hey, hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Let me speak to Jill Tracy.
Yes, this is.
Jill Tracy.
Yes, sir.
How you been?
I'm good. Okay, come on now. We got 4 minutes left. Wait, hold on. Hi there, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Hello.
How you doing?
This is Anna.
Hey, Anna. Welcome to Hot Talk.
How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just responding to the whole topic with the teachers and coaches that Ms. Patricia was talking about. I just feel that parents need to step up, and they need to just basically, you have to be the teacher, okay? You can't just let a coach or you can't let a teacher just come in and be a teacher child or anything. You need to be responsible. And you need to be an adult. I know that there are some people that are out there that don't know, that are illiterate, or they're having problems themselves. But you have to gain your own power, you know, as far as it goes about your education, in order to, you know, convert it over into your children's lives. I, for one, can attest to my mother being there for me enough and educating me enough where I can go into a room full of any and everybody and get along with any and everybody and be an African-American and still be fluent. and be able to you know, convey my message without saying obscene things. I just don't see how anybody could just say it's the responsibility of the school system, because eventually it'll become the responsibility of the jails. You know, I hate to put it like that analogy, wow, but it's the truth, you know?
Well, you know, there is you know, you are right there. There is a short film that's going to be shown July 14th, sort of part of the Overtown Music Festival. I'm trying to find it right now. The name of it, I think, is Educational Genocide. Wait a minute, I just texted to somebody. Elementary Genocide. It's a free viewing Friday, July 14th. It addresses exactly what you just said. That you just can't, and you know, our children are just too precious, because the setup is already there for them to go straight from elementary school to the penitentiary, you know, so much so that, you know, part of that, I watched it, and part of that is that the powers that be will just say, identify districts where reading scores are low, and they have discovered that communities that have the lowest reading scores of students by the fifth grade will not, 8 out of 10 of those young boys will end up in the penitentiary and are building prisons thusly. So they are paying attention to children in elementary school and building penitentiaries based on that. It's called Elementary Genocide. And again, it's free admission. It's going to be at the Black Archives at the Lyric on July 14th. Thank you for making that point, and I hope you'll get a chance to get out and see it. And I gotta go, because it's like
thank
the
you 50. Guys.
Thank
I
you, babe.
You have a good Memorial Day, and I appreciate the conversation. And keep it going, because these conversations you guys are having are very interesting, and they are, you know, they're enlightening as well. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And shouts out to my friend Calvin Hughes from Channel 10, who is up listening tonight, who will be on Hot Talk very soon. We had a great conversation at... Did I hang up her up? We had a great conversation at the Moonlight Way dedication, and I look forward to finishing it with you, Calvin Hughes, here on Hot Talk, and thank you for staying up to the wee hours of the morning on this Memorial Day with me. So listen, gentlemen, here, let me turn your... They have to turn their mics off because they didn't have headphones and they couldn't, like, really hear what our caller was saying, and the phones are still going, but, you know, I gotta go. I'm out of here. I don't know what I've done to Sammy Jammy in the mix, but hopefully he's gonna come on right after we get off. So listen, parting shots, anyone? I'll start, Sean.
I just want to say thank you for having me on your show. If anybody would like any information about the Black Male College Explorer Program at Florida Memorial University, please look us up at fmuniv.edu. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for what you do. I think it's a great program, and, you know, as I said, if you can't see it, you can't believe it for yourself. So it's wonderful to let high school students, you know, come and be on a college campus and really see themselves in that space.
Bless
so
you.
Thank you for that. Miles?
Yeah, also thank you, Jill, for bringing us on. Our email address, our website is Generation Next, or Gen X, GENNEXXT. And once again, we have a national preseason kickoff classic August 4th through the 6th in Orlando, Florida. And you can contact us on our website and bring your teams and see how great you really are.
Amen. And of course you get the last word.
Thank you for having me. I'd like to shout out to all my brothers that were in here. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah.
I love his brotherly name. You know,
I know.
He's real.
You know,
that's what
we taught them in the program. That. So yeah. he learned from the best.
And your family that got braces on your teeth. God, I love that. I'll tell you the braces story because I had braces when I was 13. But the boy that I was dating at that time. Dating, really?
Right.
Seeing at that time, said they cut his teeth, and so I took them off with pliers. Ooh. Okay, yeah. Down to it.
I'm gone. I want to say shout out to
he shook his head like, okay, that won't be happening.
Yeah, that won't be happening. Okay.
Hey, real quick, shout out to my brother-in-law, David Price, who is one of the police officers down in Miami. He listens to your show
Yay!
All the time.
Yay!
So
thank you.
He told me to make sure I tell you that.
Chocolate Thunder.
Yeah.
Take us out, babe.
All right. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105 with Chip. Am I on the wrong?
No, go ahead.
I need to turn it
over. You're the last one.
There you go. Okay, because I got to do this right.
There you go. That's it right there.
That's right, and I want to say it with the right words, all right? All right, here we go. It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live, always local, and always entertaining and educating South Florida. Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. I don't want to read that other part, but our studio's in the Hollywood. Join us every Sunday night, and we'll see you next week on Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Boom.
Maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brasha. See, we've been making love constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade blood burgundy. The way that we kiss isn't like any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, baby. I guess high up your love, I don't know how to behave. When you're close to me, you love me right down to my knees. And whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of Cha-Cha. Brown sugar, babe. I guess how often I don't know how to behave. You're welcome.
sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you beat trash, I beat a rubber band. Be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Truth down, you are the joke. If I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. If I can be the phone, even when the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine.
Gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never.